thank you graciously for listening to another episode of Inspirato Projecto. I'd love to know how you actually found this episode, or any of the episodes for that matter. Give us a call on Jupiter, on the voicemail, 561-203-9179. We would love to hear about it. This episode is going to feature some fun stuff. I'm adding little giblets from the 311 cruise. You'll hear an Uber driver interview. You'll hear some ponderings, and most likely a riff, plus much more. So stay tuned. Wonderful things are happening, and even more are on the way.
Hi, it's Mickey Dolenz here. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Oh yeah, okay. Just a reminder, I'm on a floating city, basically, with a small populace out in the middle of the ocean. I'm about to get on stage with the Yacht Rock Band, Yachtly Crew, and rocking out for this costume party. There's so many people with costumes, I cannot wait to see what the hell's going to happen. All right, that's all for now. We'll talk more later, bye.
Talk about a fan.
Time is now 11:17. 1 + 7 = 8. I recently saw this amazing video. I encourage you to see it. Amazing video. Search for this video. Hold on, I sent it off to a few people. It's called The Universal Language of Math with Robert Grant, number 24. The Universal Language of Math with Robert Grant. He talks about 3, 6, and 9. Something that Tesla was famous for. Being the herald. The herald. Decide I'm going to read you things from the idea book. Let's see here. There we go. Okay, here we go. Grocery list. Bread. Pineapple. Pineapple juice. Peanut butter. Airborne. Cat food. Gum. Vitamin C. Eggs. More selects from extra footage. This is crossed out. Pick. Cake. Entrance. Dances. Check stabilizes. Review multi... /selects, that's crossed out. Asterisk, send Leomark BB link. Leomark is a distributor I was sending Bloody Bobby link to. Wave and Wake Forum. Asterisk. Best student film cobwebs. Inspirato Projecto. AK Draft. That's Andy Kaufman, I assume. Radionomy. Patreon / Ariel Weldman. Code of Extraordinary. Bashar Cybo. CYBO. confusion of Google events. Apple, Google, love. Confabulation, Andy Kaufman, 2014. The like or earth. Breaking comedy diva. DNA. Breaking comedy DNA. That's Marky, by the way. He's trying to eat the microphone. Don't eat that microphone. Abel Tumblr. I can't believe you put your mouth on that thing. February 24th is when Coop comes to Twin Peaks. Fleshy Sweaty Mantis. That's a Twitter account that was out there about these people who are touring around with this sort of circus creature called the Fleshy Sweaty Mantis. That was going on Twitter for a while. I was curious about this. They would put up small towns that they were performing in, and I was trying to find out, did anyone go to these things? So that's been out and about. Kapow Advert, November 10th through the 16th. You can tell this is an old one. Art gallery / performance at T-Pop. That's, these are old, like probably 3 years old. Mom's IP spot, Inspirato Projecto spot. Kapow Picks, Patreon of Film Freeway? Oh, Patreon. Patreon is one thing, and then Fix Film Freeway is another. IP files for Telfair. Telfair. VO. Demo to Andy. Oh, Telfair. Okay, so Telfair was some kind of project or something. It was going on at some kind of college, I guess. And so they just wanted us to send them audio. And I think I sent them two or three shows for the audio of. I just sent it to them. You know, go ahead and play this when you want. And I think the idea was K-Chung had some kind of agreement with them where K-Chung would play their, you know, music or shows that they had contributed. It would be played on there on the radio while people were there checking it out. And I thought that was pretty cool. So who knows? Who knows when or where that was played? Who knows when or where that was played? Yeah. Who knows when and where? Voiceover demo to Andy. Oh, yes. Andy was working subtitles. He was doing subtitles type stuff. He said, send me, you know, we're always casting people. Send me some demos. Make sure AK event is public. That's crossed out. Submit to Demo Mag. Oh, Demo Magazine. Yeah, submit to Demo Magazine. See, in the Demo Magazine, that's a Columbia College magazine. And they send that out every 4 months or so. Marky, no. Stay. Stay there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stay right there. Here's something I saw here. This is, let's see here. Wow, this is interesting. This says, this was for a movie called, oh, what is this? All right, here we go. This is what I auditioned for. Here we go. Project title. Extant, episode number 104, Shelter, parenthesis, additional role, Shelter, role, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. Project description, male, 40s, an island resident, unemployed, gambler, looking for a scam wherever he can find one. Co-star. Appointment with Rana Kress on Friday, 3:14 at 4:45 p.m. Please reply to this message or call to confirm and review details. Here's a phone number. Notes from casting. Please check conflicts before confirming. Hello. Rana Kress would like to arrange a session for CBS series Extant, episode number 104. Your client will be reading with our associate, Allie Bader, on tape for the producers and director to review. This episode is scheduled to shoot 3:21 through 4:01 in LA, so please let me know if your client is not available. This role will be a co-star at SAG scale, no exceptions. Your client must be a resident of Los Angeles and a U.S. citizen. We're not accepting self-tapes for this role. If he/she is not based in Los Angeles, he/she cannot audition. Must be SAG or SAG eligible. Where? Culver Studios, 9336 West Washington Boulevard, Building J, 3rd floor, Culver City, California, 90232, parking. Please park at the Trader Joe's parking lot at the corner of Washington/Inns. Walk on at the Inns gate rather than driving onto the lot. The lot offers free 2-hour parking without validation. Sides. Available on www.sidesexpress.com and www.showfax.com. Posted under episode 104. American accent. Script. We do not have a script to send out at this time. Pic/res. We're all digital and will not be collecting pictures/resumes. Smiley face. **. Please confirm actors ASAP via breakdown express only. !! Thank you! !! Here we go. Extant. Scene 1. This scene has Briggs written at the top. It says scene 1, page 1. Extant. All in capitals. Episode 104. Revised. Amblin draft. 03/10/14. Page 25. Continued. Quinn. I bet he did. So, I bet you want to be an engineer like him when you grow up. Ethan, I want to be an astronaut. Quinn, of course. You know, your mom didn't just become an astronaut overnight. It took a lot of hard work. She didn't always have a lot of help. Prentice, then a gentle probing. Prentice, did she ever talk about me? Ethan, a little. Quinn, I made my share of mistakes in my life. No matter how hard you try, you're bound to leave a mess somewhere. Nobody's perfect. If you were, you wouldn't be human. Ethan looks up. Ethan, I like pie. Quinn, fooled me. Let's go. I promised your mom I'd get you back by bedtime. As Ethan looks up the remaining pie onto his, scoops up the remaining pie onto his fork. Exterior, island diner, night, moments later, Quinn and Ethan exit. Quinn, you ride in the cab with me. It's getting too cold for the back. He opens the truck door for Ethan. A voice sounds. Griggs, hey, Quinny, up for game of toss? Quinn sees a skinny island denizen. Griggs, approach up on the sidewalk outside the diner. Griggs, eyes falls on Ethan. Extant, episode 104, revised Amblin draft, 3:10:14, page 26. Continued. Griggs, continued. What do you got there? Quinn, this is my grandson, Ethan. Ethan, Mr. Griggs, I was just taking Ethan back home. Griggs tips his cap to Ethan.
pleasure. I take it Miles on the island? Quinn, she is short stay. Griggs, I'll be leaving you then. Too bad, couple of tuna crews just docked. Just screaming to give their money away. Ah, well, another time. Griggs walks off. Quinn's eyes follow him as he enters a bar. Above the entrance, the glow of a neon sign beckons. The rusty anchor off. Quinn tempted. Interior, NC, office night. Sparks sits in the Spartan room across from Sam. Sparks carries the weight of disappointment on his face. Sparks, I wish I could get in your head. Concealing Molly's pregnancy, destroying her blood sample. How exactly was that in her best interest? Sam, don't talk to me about what's in her best interest. You implanted an embryo in her without her consent. Sparks, Molly knows that I wasn't aware of the test. Sam, she knows what you told her. So there you go. You got to... You got to hear this piece. Let's see here. Shoot scene for... I still have shoes. I have some scenes I still got to shoot for Pagani. I feel guilt about that. I've got some scenes shot. Send Lawrence August music to DJ. Send him music to DJ. Interview DJ Diaz. Oh, yeah, David J. Diaz. Another one. Edit Maddox audio. Another one. TP giveaway. Twin Peaks giveaway, maybe? What does this say? February 23rd. Oh! February 23rd is Laura Palmer's last diary entry. That's actually the day that I left from Chicago, Carol Stream, Illinois, to come out here to California. Interesting. So there you go. That was my grocery list, in addition to an unexpected finding in the idea book. These are my notes. These are my notes for that thing I just read for you. Come in. Snapping. Excited to see him. Hey, Quinny! Let's win some money. Up for a game of toss? What do you got there? I know Miles on island. And know this is her son. Is it my son? She's divorced. Dips cap. Pleasure. That fellow reminds me of when I was young. Mal is Quincy's daughter. This kid is her son. I take it Miles on island? Pat belly. Finger belly button. She is short stay. I'll be leaving you then. Too bad. Couple of tuna crews just docked. We could really win big here. Just screaming to give their money away. Ah, well, another time. Tips hat to kid. Snaps off. Walks off to a bar. The Pops was at Culver City Station. Culver City Station. Walked to 9336 West Washington Boulevard, Culver City. That must have been where the audition was. Oh, these are some of the notes I had for when I was watching Bloody Bobby. These are some of the notes. I'm going to share these with you. These have never been shared. One. Car sounds. Radio. Sound of head. Squashing pumpkin. Feet on ground. Forest sounds. Car smashing down on ash. Wind. Crack of skull. Two, forest sounds, flies buzzing. Three, sounds of neighbors, traffic, etc. Insert dog licking blood, sun going down. Restaurant sounds, door opening, closing. Why show woman with Granger in beginning? Four, wood sounds, door opening, closing, walking, birds, cutting, apple. Picking up cell phone, door closing. Five, bedroom door closing. Clothes hitting floor. Feet on floor. Six, sound of ping pong. People in background, laughing, cheering. Seven, nature, walking on grass. Insects of party pong. After Tiffany leaves, before arriving at Madison's house. Eight, walking on wood, opening door. 9. Frank and Erica leave. When he thumbs up Reggie, we cut to Reggie looking at them. Sound of party. Walking on grass away. Cut to Reggie biting lime off tree. 10. Kid sounds. Sound of party in background. Sound of walking outside. Choking sounds. 11. Nature sounds. Walking on grass. 12. Party sounds. Window opening. 13. Sound of startled partygoers running, knocking on door. Running. Chairs scraped across floor. Blood dripping. Feet walking. Hammer smashing. 15. Hammer hits head. Falling down. Cracked skull. Bone smashing. Falling. 16, door closing, door handle jiggle, crawl across ground, pushing off door. 17, yanked spike from mouth, gooey sounds. 13, movement on back, sound of knife, pull out of Maddie, BB walks, spike jab in arm. Sound of knife in BB belly, stumbling backwards. 18, BB yanks spike out of his head. Yanking intestines, gooey, choking sounds, longer pulling, sounds of cops entering. 19, walking sheriff, unscrew hip flask, open door closing, nature sounds. And for tonight's finale,
hello there, this is Orson Welles speaking to you from the Mercury Theater. In a land you've never visited before, or perhaps you have visited and you just can't remember it due to the amnesia that you're born with day in and day out. Here's an extraordinary list we're going to read to you now. Passport, LA Post Office, travelstate.gov. Renewal PDF, fill out application. Passport new new passport photo. $110. Weatherproof, envelope 8.5 by 11 or larger. Do not fold application. Check to Department of State. National Passport Processing Center. P.O. Box 90155. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 19190-00155. Traceable form of mail. Tracking number. And there you have it. And now, another riveting message. I'm going to hand the microphone over here to my friend. I'm going to hand this over to my friend, Mr. Tony Danza. Okay, so here's my list of what I gotta do today, okay? Because evidently Angela doesn't want to do this stuff, so she's making me do it, all right? I try to get Sam to do it, but she don't have the car keys. All right, so send the gas bill, EDD, passport, get passport photo, deposit checks, send press release, do some chakra. Set up post on schedule. Combine latest Andy's Army mentions on Andy's Army forum. After. 3 blogs of first promo. 2 blogs of it. Podcast with promo. There you go. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you later. This has been Inspirata Projector.
It's warm in here. This is nice. This is great. Thanks for picking me up. Holy cow. Are you a comic book fan? Do you like comic books? Comic books? You know, like DC and Marvel?
Marvel, yes. Marvel, there.
Do you know of Doom Patrol? Have you heard of that one? No. Doom Patrol, the comic book?
Don't know that one.
Well, there's a TV show of Doom Patrol, and Doom Patrol is from DC Comics.
Oh, okay.
So, it's one of those, and they made it into TV. Okay. Superheroes. Robots. A person with their face covered, and it's very burnt face. It's a very, very interesting show.
The guy from Marvel, how his name? He died, right? The old guy. He just died, right? The old guy.
Oh, gee. Oh, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Yes, that's right.
That died like...
That's right.
2 months ago, right?
Yeah. So you like the Marvel movies?
Yeah. There's a new one right now, right?
Oh, yeah, which one is that?
Aquaman? No.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
That's right. Do you like those superhero movies?
I like all the superhero movies. I always buy the movie. When I watch the theater, I always buy the movie.
Oh, yeah. After you see it in the theater, you want to go buy a movie.
Later.
And then you have it.
Yeah.
Like it's great.
I like Marvel movies. When I watch the movie in the theater...
Yeah.
Always way at the end, you know, always the end, a little...
Oh, yeah, the little, little tiny Easter egg,
yes.
little extra thing.
Everybody,
it's really, it's out. Yeah, Nick Fury, he shows up, for the Avengers, brings another, Thor, or maybe Iron Man. Yeah.
And also, this guy, he always show up before, the old guy, he died already, but he always...
Oh, yeah, the old guy would show up. Stan Lee would show up in the movies, too.
A little bit.
Yeah, tiny little roles.
Yes.
That's so amazing. You know, so Stan Lee, Stan Lee
created all of it.
Yes.
You know, writing his comic books.
The first one was Captain America.
Oh, yeah, Captain America. Then, was it Spider-Man or was it Iron Man? Was it Captain America?
Spider-Man, I think it's Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
But, Spider-Man's old, too.
Yeah. How cool. Think about that. You draw those and then they end up becoming years later. Wow. A very talented. Do you draw? Do you draw? No, you don't draw.
But you know, now the daughter, right? The daughter, Stanley daughter.
Oh.
She's gonna make movies, right?
The daughter. Stanley's daughter?
Yes.
So she's gonna keep the tradition going, huh?
I hear something about that. The daughter now.
Wow.
She's gonna do the same. The father.
Incredible. Incredible.
This guy is, how old is he? Like 90, right?
Yes, very inspiring. Because he's so smiley and so happy. And.
Yeah, he always is smiling.
Yeah. Wow.
Stan Lee.
Wow. All the people he's inspired throughout the years, from young to old people.
Second World War.
Wow.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Make you believe, make the soldiers that believe, right?
That's a good idea. Who's your favorite comic books? You like them all?
No.
Oh, yeah. Wolverine?
Especially. Yeah, Wolverine.
Wolverine. Wolverine. Wolverine.
Stay on Vineland Avenue. Yeah. Then make a sharp left turn to stay on Vineland Avenue.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to zip around here.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go, we're going to see the signs we keep here.
Yeah,
there's going to be the Work Boot Warehouse. You know, there's a couple of different billboards.
Make a right turn on Morrison Street.
Yeah, they're great, huh? Comic books are great.
You have books? You have books?
Oh, yeah. I used to collect them all the time.
Oh, very good. You can collect it when it's sometimes when it's yard sales, sometimes old people.
Oh, yeah, garage sales. Oh, yeah, they'll throw them out.
They don't know, you know. They just,
yeah, they don't know any better. They just say, get rid of them.
A lot of people, they don't know.
Like, they're the old kids, you know, when the kids moved out, they just left them there. Like, I got to get them out of here.
Yes.
Hey, it's a pleasure meeting you. What's your name?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, you take care. Thanks for everything. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Daniel, the comic book lover.
Here's your fun fact. Did you know that if you reduced your daily calorie intake by 25%, it leads to improved mood, reduced tension, and a higher sex drive? Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
Is it comforting for you to hear work going on around you? The bleeps, the bloops, the zips, the zaps, the zops. Movement going on. When I was a little kid and my parents were still together, I remember it was so comforting to fall asleep listening to them watch television. It also reminds me of when I was in room service, and it was always very comforting to fall asleep. In between orders, we'd fall asleep. And hearing the workers in the kitchen clink and clank the dishes, just hearing the conversations, the mumbling, the far-off noises, silverware jingling, jangling. When you just sit there and you just take it in, you just take it all in. Those are the sounds of nature. I mean, listen to this. This is an orchestra. All this different stuff. Check it out. Cars, construction, possibly an airplane or a helicopter. There's just something comforting about that. I When you become used to these kinds of sounds in your background, for instance, I was in San Pedro visiting Michael Schley, and it was getting to be about 6 or 7-ish. This is when it was getting darker earlier, so it was starting to get dark out there, and we just heard loud banging in the streets, all this stuff. And I go, what the heck's going on out there? I go, is that gunfire? And he said, oh, don't worry. That's probably someone's just blowing off firecrackers. And I'm thinking, this sounds like TNT. Someone's out there in the street with a stick of dynamite. You know, you see in those cartoons where they got those sticks of dynamite and there's like some long, long, long wick. And then they go around the corner. They got that little thing. They go, ew-rit! They got the little plunger on it. I mean, that's what it sounded like out there in those streets. He goes, welcome to San Pedro. That's how it is all the time. And I guess you just get used to the sounds that are in your environment. Someone who lives out there in, let's say, the forest. Let's say a couple of you who are listening live like the Henry David Thoreaus of the world. Some of you live in your forest encampments, in your tree houses, in your log cabins, and somehow you're listening to this through maybe wind power, perhaps solar power. It's so fascinating to me to know that so many unknown people are listening to this right now. Just fascinating to me. And you, your level of, your comfort level in terms of sounds, decibels, I suppose, or the kinds of decibels that are being made, I suppose the decibels being made by a gorilla are different than the decibels being made by a sledgehammer. The sound of a saw is different. The saw decibels is different than coyote. There's my personal paparazzi. A very interesting thing. I don't know if I documented this or not. I really ought to have been podcasting. It's the most interesting thing. A lot of times, you know, they call them ghetto birds out here in Los Angeles. They call them ghetto birds. The helicopters. And helicopters are floating around towns. We got a lot of helicopters that float around here. And it just becomes a natural thing. You're just used to it. Oh, yeah, there's another helicopter. There's another helicopter.
Okay, this is the third day of the 311 cruise. Let's see which comes first. Let's see. 12. Okay, I gotta get up to the deck. This is the first time I'm using the microphone. I'm not using the app. I'm using the... I'm not using the Anchor app. I'm actually recording this on voice recorder. Yeah, voice recorder. So these people are like all around me. They're all dressed as all kinds of cool stuff. Like Rick and Morty. Daphne?
Wait, what? Oh, no.
I thought you were Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
I need my friends to make me look less Bob's like Burgers. Daphne, but yeah, I'm Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
I've seen so many just phenomenal costumes. It's going to be so much fun.
Get ready for our crazy costume party tonight. Start getting changed with your costume now. And grab some dinner while you're at it, too. We'll be having one giant dance party off the pool deck tonight. Yachtly Crew taking the stage at 10:30 p.m. You better not miss it.
You guys gotta see it. You guys gotta see it. We'll be out there during the costume party.
I'm excited to see you guys.
Thank you guys. Oh my god. All love songs. It's just so much fun.
Like, I read your description of it. These guys are right up my alley.
Oh my god. Thank you. Oh man. Thank you. So crazy hearing these people. We've been marketing this like crazy. We've got these little blue wristbands we've been handing out. Excuse me, which way to the pool deck? Is it this way? Thank you. Oh, I just ran a bunch of stairs here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go. Making our way out to the pool deck. The Riddler. Astounding. The Riddler. Holy shikes. There's Charlie Brown. Oh, they're setting up my rig. Oh, boy. These guys, they don't like it when I run off. All right, here we go. I'm gonna start moving things on stage. Here we go. Talk to you guys later. Inspirato Project.
So here's that intriguing helicopter story that you've been waiting for. We got cut off on that little last segment there. Phone call came through. The good news is, Anchor will save. This is done on Anchor, by the way. I probably don't say that enough. And I probably ought to mention that you can listen to this on Spotify, TuneIn, Breaker, Overcast, iHeart. Those are toenails. Tapping out. Morse code. I was thinking to myself earlier, SOS by Motley Crue. It's the same old situation. It's the same old situation. And there you go, the SOS. How's your day going? SOS. SOS? Are you speaking? What do you mean? You're in trouble? SOS, bro. Same old shit, different day. Well, then wouldn't that be SOSDD? Dude, why do you gotta screw up my anagrams, bro? And right on time, the ghetto bird, as a reminder. So the other night, I was just podcasting? What was I? No. Did I come back from somewhere, or maybe I was getting mail? So there I was, and I was out in the front yard, and
this helicopter starts floating around. Now, sometimes we'll see these helicopters over here floating around, and they're shooting their spotlights down. Who knows who they're looking for? I don't know. Do you know? Do you know who they're looking for? They're looking for someone. So you see these spotlights going down, and you see the helicopter, and you wonder, who are they looking for? So I think it was two nights ago. There I was out in my front yard, and this helicopter is flying low overhead, over my street. Low. And, you know, the wind is whipping around. Oh. Was I waiting for... Was I waiting for an Uber or something? I forgot. But I was out in front, and oh, that's what it was. It said like Frank arrived. It showed on my little blip that the car arrived, but what was so funny was right at that moment it's saying the car is arriving. Well, the weird thing was all of a sudden a car pulls down the street around the corner. And then at that point, another car happens to be pulling out of an apartment complex at the same time that this other car is this Uber car is pulling in, at the same time that this helicopter is going on overhead. And I'm trying to figure out which one's the driver. And I'm looking around and everyone's looking up at the helicopter. And this helicopter is shining a light down at the apartment complex across the street, but it looks like it could very well be just trying to shine it on my block or whatever. And it's jarbling through the megaphone. It's saying something about that is an offense, and, you know, stop doing that or something. And it was the person was, you know, the cop was yelling through the megaphone. And at that moment, all of a sudden, this woman walks up with her dog. And she's like, what the heck's going on here? And all of a sudden, a guy comes out of nowhere. Some dude walking. Just he comes over. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, there's so much happening right now that I don't know what to comment on first. First of all, I'm trying to find my Uber driver. Second of all, I'm trying to also simultaneously figure out, should I get my podcast up and running and podcast this? And then also, should I do this as an Instagram story, or should I do this as a regular Instagram video? So, or should I just record this just on the camera? So there are all these multiple things going through my mind all at once, you know, trying to document my life while simultaneously experiencing it. That's the tricky thing when you decide to sort of become a journalist. You want to journal everything. You want to record everything for your future self or whoever's listening to listen to. And when there's all this stuff going on, you're wondering to yourself, what is the priority here? What's the main thing that I ought to be zeroing in on here? Because, you know, which one gains precedence here? There's a $5 word. Didn't they used to say, like the big quote, big words were like, oh, there's a nickel word or something like that. They'd say, oh, there's a nickel. There's a 25 center or something like that. Like, you must have paid a lot for that language, like alluding to the idea that maybe back in the day to get really good vocabulary, maybe there. Ooh, that would be a good name for. So like the vocabularist. Hello, I'm the vocabularist. You need help writing your love poems? You need help writing those lyrics for your songs. You need help writing that speech you'll be giving at the dentistry convention. Well, come to me, the vocabularist. I'll whip your vocabulary into shape. I'll whip it into shape. I will train your vocabulary to be the best, the brightest, and the most magnificent vocabulary ever experienced. This side of the South Pole. That is what I will do. It's my personal promise to you.
let's get right to it. Let's dive right in, shall we? Let's dive right in.
So the vocabularist, I imagine he's kind of like in a, one of those detective trench coats. Maybe he's got a big furry collar. I'm imagining Edward Gorey type of like furry collars. That's one of the... I would love to make an Edward Gorey movie with his characters interwoven. Oh, it would be glorious. I want to make the Alan Abel biopic. I want to play Alan Abel. I want to make a Salvador Dali movie. I want to play Dali. So there are tons of these characters that I would love... love to dive into and become a part of. It's so much fun when you really give yourself permission to really dive into those characters and really be those characters unapologetically. Ooh, zing zang zoom, baby, watch out, there's no stopping you. You have to be willing, in the words of Tropic Thunder, you have to be willing to go full retard. You have to be willing to really lose yourself in the role. Oh, sounds like I'm receiving a telegram. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. All right. Yes, you are listening to Inspirato Projecto. Please call 561-203-9179. Call us up. Leave a message on the voicemail. We will feature it on here on the broadcast. That is a promise to you. That is a personal promise to you. Thank you so much for listening, by the way.